Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chef Cook.
The chef's name, last name is Cook.
Cook, that's right.
And he's doing a great job. They broke out the ribs, and man, great job from the executive chef and his staff. Ribs and the mac and cheese, the chicken. We went, how quickly can radio hosts eat during a commercial break? Let's watch. It's like a pie eating contest.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, like, and you know, you go all day, and, you know, not to complain. I mean, our lives are great, but I was very hungry,
so
I had to get something. Yep. Hey, man, Mike, let's talk about this defense here for a second, because just statistically, yesterday may have been the Falcons' best game. Statistically, I'm talking about just from the defensive standpoint.
Right.
But one of the things is, and I know your point is valid, and I think a lot of people have said this, and by the way, there's enough blame to go around for this five-game losing streak,
right?
Today we're talking about a win, and we beat the Saints. Thank God. We don't have to hear Saints fans say anything. We beat you guys. Be quiet.
Taysom Hill averaged 1.7 yards per tote, and he's, like, been our kryptonite over the years.
Oh, he's killed us.
Ridiculous sets of circumstances. Kamara, only 3 carries for 11 before he tapped out. And Tyler's, it's a bad offense. It's just, it's not even close. I know that you know, the coaches brought in for offense. They don't have it yet. They don't have the pieces.
No.
They got aging pieces. Olave's probably the only viable weapon.
So with that said, as we talk about where this offense or this defense is specifically, the Cousins thing is one part of this, okay? And we're going to get back to that if you're just joining us. The offense looked different yesterday, and they said they purposely did it to accommodate Kirk Cousins. My biggest problem is, why couldn't we accommodate Michael Pittman?
Yeah, I was having to say, so you play into your quarterback strength. This is, hopefully we'll get up there in time. Traffic Wednesday is a beast, but we'll be up at Flowery Branch.
Yep.
Really want to try to get in to be a part of that Zach Robinson press conference to ask, is it he can't do it under center, or you never thought to try to get Michael Penix under center? Why is there such a hesitancy or a pushback on him doing the things that 99% of NFL quarterbacks have to do? And we went back and we looked at the usage rate of the pistol with the Rams last year. And what do you say? It was like 18%.
That's right.
So that's, and we're using that, I mean, almost exclusively with Michael Penix Jr. So you can't say it's the way you do it with the Rams and Stafford, because it's not. I mean, there's a time for it in your offense. This is something I want to know. Why didn't you have flexibility to get Michael Penix Jr. comfortable under center? Well, I know you played shotgun all the time at Washington. Guess what? Now you're in the NFL. You live in play action under center. There will be times for shotgun in third and long, etc. Why is there such a pushback on it? But yet you can pivot to Cousins coming off an Achilles, and this guy, the offense just flows and looks better to the eyes.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and only because I don't know if they want to answer that. I mean, our coach has already, and he said, hey, Cousins feels more comfortable under center. His words, not ours. Than Michael Penix
does. Penix Jr., and this is something we brought up a bunch. We have a lot of Falcon fans out here today at Eagle Watch, said he doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr. looked more comfortable last year in those three starts than he did this year.
I agree with that. I really do. The defense guys, and this is the kind of stuff that you have to take into account. Have we given up explosive plays? Yes. Have we been able to shut down some of the best players in the league? No. But yesterday, here's an example of why I say stop blaming the defense. The Falcons ran 3 plays in the third quarter. 3. It's the fewest in a quarter since 1991. Can you even imagine a quarter goes by and your offense runs three plays, which means your defense was on the field for the rest of that quarter. If you go back and look at the Colts game or the game before that where you got out-snapped on the offensive side, double to one, where the offense on the opposing team ran 75 plays, you ran 45. Guys, your defense has been on the field a lot. And so when we talk about teams wearing us down and we're giving up all this yards and all this stuff, that's a big part of it. Offense is your best defense. And when your offense yesterday runs three plays in the third quarter, Mike, I'm going, this is not good. We're lucky that they can't score because the Saints' offense sucks. But what happens when you play a good offense?
You're going
to
lose.
With a good running back.
They had 78 plays or 55, to your point, on Sunday.
That's
the
issue.
From a bad offense.
Man.
A bad offense. And another thing, I know we did get a nice kick return, but we also gave up a 75-yard kick return.
I was so hot. Tell me you weren't upset at that.
I'm screaming at the TV. Special teams has been brutal. You know, we had again, I was about to tweet, well, we've got everything we need. We have Kyle Pitts quiet quitting, doing the volleyball. He's got two tips. Penix Jr. had an interception in that Giants game last year because he plays patty cake freaking thing. Yep. Make a difficult, not a difficult, make a professional catch, Kyle Pitts. So you had that. You did have a nice 56-yard field goal. We talked about Zane Gonzalez. That's a pleasant surprise. But you had, as you said, Carl, in that third quarter, a ridiculous amount of time that your defense has got to be on the field. It's insane. They ran 15 plays, 74 yards, and you turned them over and you stopped them on downs.
That's right.
That's the ultimate bend don't break.
I just want, and again, no excuses. Do we need to be better? Yes. But the bottom line is that's been part of this narrative during this losing streak where your offense has been hot garbage. You're not picking up first downs. We're one of the worst third down conversion teams in the league. And your defense is on the field all damn day. But yet here we are going, oh, the defense is even. No. Under those circumstances, we're still getting sacks. We're still getting turnovers.
Right.
So I just think we got to chill a little bit on that. I'm not telling you we got the best defense in the league.
I just think.
But that's a lot, Mike. That's a lot for any defense to ask
I do think
for.
Is, Ulbrich, you got to stop Christian McCaffrey. You got to do a better job of stopping Jonathan Taylor. It's not Ulbrich's fault that they quit on that play
tackle.
When they thought the tackling was it. Yep. Kay Nailis said it. They thought they had him wrapped up. Talking about the Berlin game, that's where he busted open. That's when it becomes an eye-popping number of 244 yards. But still, you know, I will say that you are – I'm with you 75% on that.
Okay.
You know, because it's fundamental football. You're going to wear out a defense when you're on the field that much. I still think your defense needs to make better plays. But last week, this week, we're seeing these guys. You talked about Pierce and Jalen Walker. Xavier Watts, he gets the pick. Another ball hawk and play from him. Billy Bowman, we got the crazy news of an Achilles injury. Now he's on the IR. We've got some real – this year, our general manager drafted some really good defensive pieces. I'll give you credit on that. It's the misfiring nature and the inconsistency, schizophrenic nature of this offense, which is the story of 2025.
And that's been our biggest issue.
And we go into 2026 not even knowing what Michael Penix Jr. is.
No, and we also go into 2026 saying, is Kirk Cousins your starter? Is he your guy? Like, for all the crap, Mike, we –
imagine him with Drake London. Imagine if he gets Drake back in the mix.
Exactly. And hopefully he will. I mean, here in the next week or so. But, you know, and by the way, update on the surgery stuff. Day-Day just told us. Coach said today, again, we're out here with our charity golf classic. So Mike and I have been, you know, hanging out and interacting with all of our listeners. But Coach did say today that Michael Penix is going to have the surgery probably tomorrow. It's going to happen in L.A. And also Billy Bowman is going to have surgery as well for that Achilles. So, the good news is, guys, they're getting to it. But if you write the date down right now and you say Achilles for Billy Bowman, it's a year, right? It's a year.
Right.
If you write the date down for Michael Penix, and let's just hope that's, you know, again, it's reconstructive, but it's a partial tear, blah, blah, blah. What does that look like? Is that 8 months from the time he's going to have the surgery?
Right.
You're still looking at him not starting the season on time.
You can always hit us up on Twitter, Carl's. Put him up. C. Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Eric hits us up going, asked about the Penix question about why wasn't he under center.
Yeah.
He says he can't be under center. Doesn't know how. He doesn't want to be under center. That's his take. Another guy talking about Ra. He goes, did you guys see Ra lighten up Felipe Franks after he committed a special teams penalty? I did. And he brings up a great point because that's the first time in 2 years that Ra looked like he had a pulse on the sideline. That's from Angry Beavers, our boy Mike Beavers, with a meme of a like an alpaca chewing gum.
Teams has killed us. When we say teams, we're talking about special teams, okay? So that's the abbreviated version. When we say teams, special teams has killed us. And that was a moment in the game where – game's still in the balance. It wasn't like we had taken control at that point. They could have came back down if their offense was worth a damn. They could have easily gone in and scored. They just weren't any good. But it doesn't mean that the special team shouldn't play better. And how many kickoffs are we going to – kickoff right. returns, Mike, are we going to give up during the season?
And that's the thing. We've talked about – this is a bad New Orleans team. You're giving them a pulse. You're giving them life. And that's the thing which, you know, again – I said it earlier, and Arch got on my case last week about, you know, Marquise Williams. How does he keep his job? I mean, everybody else who didn't – like, I can't bring up Ike Hilliard. People get triggered. But other guys got fired on this team. 75-yard kick return. We had a 25-yard kick return we allowed. Punt was pretty good. But on kickoffs, that's not – this is driving me crazy with this team. Now, the good news is we had a 39-yard kick return from Jamal Agnew, and Drummond had a 25-yarder. But, again, you're allowing bad teams to flip the field against the defense, which you said is already tasked.
That's right. Quick note on our rookies. Jalen Walker, 5 sacks. James Pierce Jr., 4.
That's great. You and I said, can we get to 10 or 12 for these guys? Goodbye. We're on pace.
We're on pace. Each recorded sacks yesterday, and they are number one and number two, respectively, among rookies in the sack leader category. We have the number one and number two sack leaders on our football team, and they're both rookies.
Is Arthur Blank going to see this team make a run, win a bunch of these games down the stretch, finish 7-10, and bring everybody back? And how does that make Falcon fans feel? I mean, you're stumbling out of some things that are working. You know, the Kirk Cousins things we've covered.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk more about it. Take the calls, too, on that, Carl. But I wonder where Arthur Blank goes with this. Because are we going to give you just enough where some fans are going to roll their eyes and go, oh, great. The gang, which couldn't figure this out in the start of the season, gets a reprieve.
We do want to take your calls. 404-726-0929. You are more than welcome to chime in. We want to know what you're thinking. What did you think about yesterday? We're coming back. What's on Day Day's mind? We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.